last show, though, I took out a whole group. You know what I'm saying? Left and black was gone. Oh, I forgot I had this. Yeah. This time, May 1st, my birthday. He wants my hair. Well, I'm going to take his little long red locks of his. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no microphone. I don't need nothing. All I need is my clippers, some shaving cream. His ass is going to be bald. Guaranteed. May 1st, my birthday. I'm not losing my hair. He's losing his. And plus, he's going to make me some bomb ass chow mein. And what? Player.
Job on time, please. It's your host, the Almanac, episode 123, aka Heartbreak Julio. You may know me as Mike Tenay. You may know me as Clarence Mason the Fourth. You may know me as Yatsu Sabe Mysterio.
That's my war. That's real war.
You may know me as the homie as. You may know me as the fucking pulse of this shit.
I know.
I'm here with my co-host, my brother. Please introduce yourself.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's Bob Backlund's only black son, the bastard black, the down bad booty daddy, crime breaker, El Cerro Negro, uh-huh. El Demonio Negro, uh-huh. The Negro Butcher, uh-huh. El Negro Del Vikingo,
yes, sir.
El Nigerico.
Yes. Yes, you go to.
Yeah.
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We back. Down baddie section.
Stink section.
We in the house of blacks late night.
Late night. Definitely a late pod, man. This is passion. This culture.
It's for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
It's for the love of the game.
How are you?
Marvelous.
And some news that we can relate to. So, and we've been talking so much pre-production. I didn't even get into you. I had tooth pain this week, bro.
Ooh. That thing came back. That old thing back.
Right in the back.
That old thing back.
Yeah, got me. I'm like, damn. I was doing too good out here. 5 years good. Living bad.
Everything
too much
went bad
coffee.
Real quick. I'm crying.
That Starburst one. A little Starburst tick I was on since November.
I caught the crazy joint right here. I had the wow. I had the frosted lemonade from Chick-fil-A. Broke out crazy. That shit had me sick.
Oh, what you mean? What that shit do? Yeah, broke you out?
Yeah, that sugar be doing me bad. I be having to stay away from
that sugar.
That sugar
is no good, bro.
That shit is no good, bro.
It's not for us.
I promise you, it's not.
No, telling you, that shit is for us.
Because we love it so much.
Oh,
that taste. But yeah, it's not really for us. They tricked us with that one.
They got us good.
Yeah, they
That's one of the ones. That's what I do when I was like, oh, this shit is a setup.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Setup, bro.
they got you. They think,
yo, bro, I be feeling it too. One, bro. I be feeling like, damn, I be having my shit. I be like, oh, no. Lord and mercy, keep us in your thoughts and prayers, please.
Facts, because it's going to come get me.
Yo.
A leg and foot going to have to go at some point or something.
Coffee and sugar.
I don't even put sugar in my coffee no more, bro.
What'd you put in it?
I do 2 pumps of caramel at Dunkin', or I do a little brown sugar in the crib. When I get it from the store, I tell them 1 sugar, because I need it as little sugar as possible. Like, if I'm at the corner store, I'll do 1 sugar. Anything more than that, it tastes crazy to me now. Like, since I cut sugar and shit out a lot, like, anything over sugary is, like, crazy to me now. It's like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Like, now I'm on my sugar-free soda.
Ooh.
Nah, listen. I'd rather just not drink it. Peep. So listen, you a fast food nigga like me on a low sometimes. So when you hit that fountain, right, when they got the multiple choice drawn in the good spots,
yeah, that ain't good.
Get the Sprite Zero. That shit still burn like yay, my boy.
I don't drink for the yay though. I don't drink for that part. I drink for flavor. That's my problem.
I drink for the burn. I need that. I only do it for the burn. I need the rush. I only do it for the rush. I don't care the flavor.
Burn be too much. I be in for the flavor. I'm that's a sicko. My problem.
Nah, I don't
bro.
Need
I'm
the flavor.
Sicko,
I want the rush.
So drink seltzer water.
What a rush.
Drink seltzer for that.
That's not the rush I need it. It don't burn the same.
That Canadian ginger ale, that raspberry
flavor.
That's
what I'm saying. Seltzer burn like when your grandma hit you. Know what I mean? That soda burn, that's your pops hitting you.
Rest in peace, Randy.
Yeah, you know, like, cause it burn a little, but it's like, that's kind of light though. It's light. Yeah. Ain't my pops hitting me. Yeah, that's grandma hands. Them hands weak. They, you know, they've been, there's a lot of pain in them hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't even trying to hurt me. You just hitting me to hit me.
Muscle, just to
let me know that you in charge. Like, you wasn't even, like, you ain't even really mean that.
Go get that switch. mental abuse.
Yeah, that's all. It's just emotional damage. That's all it was.
All it was. Trauma.
Yeah, I'll beat you. She's like, I'm going to get you for the devil get you. Like, nah, you kind of got me already.
You got me.
Yeah,
go get my switch, boy. The mental, go get the switch. What? Beat me with a twig? She really beat me with like a tree. Piece of a tree is crazy.
She ain't know no better.
That's crazy.
I don't even blame them old niggas no more.
I don't, but damn, that's crazy though. She like, if I was like one of these little niggas, I could have put my grandmother on TikTok.
You gotta remember though, you couldn't, cause you would have got beat trying to put them on TikTok, nigga. The fuck is wrong? You thought you would have had a chance to hit record, and you would have been beat while recording. And now we going viral.
Now you really going viral,
cause she gonna upload that too. Now she uploading the ass whooping. God, now you the kid that went viral because grandma beat your ass.
Yo,
there was no wins for us, bro. It wasn't no winning.
Shout out my nigga Fat Boy, yo. Love my nigga Fat Boy. She used to see that nigga outside and tell him I'm gonna beat you with a switch. Oh my mother, nigga. Everything I love, she used to threaten that nigga with a switch. That switch was crazy.
Baby Fats?
Yep.
It's because he was white. That was she was trying to. That was reparations.
Do your homework, class.
Yeah, that was reparations.
So she probably did do that on some like.
Yeah, that was reparations. You look like someone I know.
Like, nah, you look like someone. She, what, she had to let it know. Like, nah, we not the same. Don't think that, boy. Oh shit, man.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, bro, them niggas was raised by people that, like, was around for, like, other different shit. Like, think about the world in, like, 1910, nigga.
I be thinking about that.
Like, when you was
that,
raised
bro,
by often. Niggas that was, like, 1900 niggas, like...
Like, how was it back then?
Because that means they folks was in the 18s. Like, that's not too far from slavery, bro. Not like, so, all. like, you know what I mean? Like,
nah,
that...
Niggas' grandmama
yeah, like, that shit deep, bro. That nice. Niggas be, like, that shit not really too far removed generational type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, my grandma,
you know what I mean? So, like...
My had to be a slave.
Looking back on shit, I don't really hold shit back on that because them niggas ain't really know no better, man. It was fucked up. They came from fucked up times. Like, y'all niggas seen segregation. Like, I ain't see that shit.
Right.
Like, y'all niggas fought for that. Like, y'all went through, like, y'all had different issues than me, bro. I couldn't, like,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's crazy, though.
You
like,
feel me? Like,
living in them times.
You know what I mean? Like, I drank out the water fountains in the park. Like, it's
that's
nasty as they
be
was.
Looking old, too.
Nah, because they had it rough. It was rough, bro. It was rough.
Niggas
was looking
old. Niggas be like,
niggas had to walk everywhere, nigga. The fuck?
Niggas posted a picture of Jim Ross at his parents, at his family department store. That nigga look mad.
Having to work on the assembly line, nigga, for 14 hours. And then walk home for an hour.
And then go home and your wife bitching at you.
Nah, they was happy. They wasn't mad then. Niggas coming home getting it, bro. Niggas wasn't mad. Then there was housewives. They wasn't doing nothing. They wasn't. Sure. They was good.
You don't think when the door closed, they still
women. Nah, man, it was cool because that they know that nigga came home. That's where the home cooked meals and shit came from. Yeah, that's when like, yo, I just put this crazy shift in. Like niggas want that shit now, doing nothing. Like nigga, you could cook your own meal. You ain't do no work, nigga. Like you good.
Yeah, like niggas came in cranky though.
Of course, and then they rubbed them niggas' feet, had the shit ready for the nigga, and he was good at his fucking moonshine on deck, and let the nigga talk himself to sleep. That's a fact.
Fuck on him and
dip. Yeah, that's a fact. And wait and get him up for the morning, and he'd be ready, man. That shit was different times, bro. It was different times, man. The niggas was alright, bro. Understood what nigga went through, cause like they understood what a nigga was really going through out there. Like
men can be men.
Yeah, like they understood what a nigga was really going through out here on the daily. Like nah, baby, it was rough out there, yeah, right? Yeah. Come here, man. Let me rub your back. I mean, I've been in the house with these kids. Know what I mean, like niggas had homes. She was different. Like you know, like.
No, don't do that. That woman was going through shit in there.
Saying, nah, man. I think it was like, I think niggas is all right, bro. I think niggas is all right, bro. Because it was an understanding that we in this together, bro. Like, this we all we got.
Yeah.
Niggas wasn't leaving each other and shit like that, man. Like, nah, this is it. Where you going?
Where you going? One to man.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
One to a man.
Yeah, it wasn't like you wasn't doing much, man.
Yeah.
It's hard work, man. That was it. It's manual labor, nigga.
Yo, shout out my baby.
Or the army, man. Nigga. Like it was one, like that's what I'm saying. Like it was either like go get in that field, nigga, or go to the army, nigga. You only had two choices, bro.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, you know?
Go in the field or go in the army.
Yeah, that's it. Like hit that assembly line, bro. You gotta go make some shit. That's where that shit came from, niggas. Nah, like, oh, go learn a trade, go learn a trade, go learn a trade. Because that was like, yeah, because that's all niggas had. You couldn't do nothing else but learn a trade, nigga.
I told my baby mom the same niggas sentiment couldn't do and shit. She got mad.
Niggas couldn't do shit but learn trades, bro. What the fuck you was about to do but fucking be a plumber, nigga? You better figure something out, man.
Happy shout out to them Sunday. Niggas,
man. Word if you do that.
If you do that.
If not, then and happy just happy Sunday.
And happy Sunday if you don't do nothing.
We up, we blessed, we here.
Thank you, God.
Like, that's
thank
it.
You, God.
Happy
have
day.
You on that.
Fuck it, make it a bad day.
I start my joint too. My little shit start tomorrow. I'm about to, that's why.
Are you really fasting? Bullshit.
Nah, I'm not fasting, but I think I'm about to start everything. Work new, I got
work.
You
look
work
like you could pass as a Muslim, like, just convert,
some
bro.
Some people told me that. You I could convert some things.
You convert whenever you want, bro. Lil Jon just converted, you know what I mean?
I do, but shout out to my Muslim brothers, too, man. I word. Believe in a lot of shit they got going on.
You know.
So, I want to first talk about...
What?
Danielson versus Shibata on Collision.
They were smacking the shit out of each other.
I just want to get into the whole conversation anyway, because there is some discourse about CM Punk and Bryan Danielson's collision, which I feel is not fair at all, because Punk didn't get a fair chance to put the product out he wanted. But I do want to say publicly on my platform, and my take is Bryan Danielson's collision is the best wrestling show on TV. I'm sorry. And I felt that last night when I came home 3 in the morning, and I was pissed because...
It is, but by the time it comes on, my week is wound down already, and it's kind of a wrap for like me in a wrestling mode. Like, Saturday night is not for that. Like
I like my wrestling.
Saturday
the
nights
borders.
Is for the heathens.
I like on my comeback from
cool,
from heathen,
and
work.
That's cool. So and that's I, when they I, should air it.
I mean, I got DVR, so I know. Think everybody should get to Collision how they get to Collision. But yes, that is not the best time slot. We know that. We already debated that. But that is the best wrestling show on television right now.
I mean, if we just doing, like, just, like, I mean, because it's the only wrestling show on television, if we're going to get into that. You feel me?
Okay, fair. Fair assessment.
Like if it's that, yeah, because that's what it, the two companies are based on two different things. They have two different sets of ways they go
but
about
you got
business.
NXT that puts out a wrestling product, MLW,
and it's still a lot,
TNA.
But it's
I'm
a lot.
All of them
yeah,
too.
But it's a lot more
because Collision is better.
It's
than
a lot
anybody.
More character building based and storyline based. AEW will just give you a fire match just because it's Wednesday. Hey, you know what that means. We just gonna give you two niggas to cook for no reason. Don't worry about none of that. Whoa, you want a storyline? I'm sorry. Nah, nigga, they just going at it, you know? Like, and that's the story, nigga. We gonna build it from here. That's the story. These niggas is having a match, and that's the story. Now, next time they run in, now you know what happened. Look, they had a match. That's the story, right? Like that's the type shit AEW does with their shit for the most part. Like when they not cooking up a storyline, you're just gonna throw niggas in there, and then when we book a storyline for them, that's the storyline. They had this fire match a while back, we got busy once already, so let's do it again. You know, just in case y'all didn't see it. Yeah,
like 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it'd be shit like that. Like, oh yeah, they had a match back in the pandemic at Daly's place. You know what I mean? They ain't see each other since.
Not too much of my niggas.
My bad.
In other AEW news, Jack Perry requested his release. They denied it.
Of course they did.
They say Tony's pissed at him.
Tony said...
I don't believe that, Trey.
All right. They said Tony sent that nigga to Japan. you cost me, punk. They shipped that nigga out of here. How you get extradited to Japan? Yo, nigga said, nah, man. You coming to Dynamite, bro?
I think I'm going to be there.
Man, Jack did that, so hopefully y'all won't have to go through that. Y'all see, y'all mean? Now y'all see what I've been seeing.
They said he ain't getting no permission to call himself the scapegoat.
No, nigga, you not doing, no, nigga, it's WrestleMania season. Where the fuck you think you getting? No, nigga, we not stupid, boy. We not, like, what? I just seen Regal on TV, nigga. Get the fuck out. Go ahead. Go, yeah. Go have fun. Nigga, Ishii waiting on you, my boy.
Go get beat on.
What the fuck? Don't worry, Ziggler over there.
Get tough.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
That nigga been posting glass ever since.
You know why. It's because it's real glass, pussy. Man, it's like, come on, bro. That's crazy. He the martyr. Like, he cleansed y'all niggas of Punk and his shenanigans, and niggas got him in Japan having death matches. With niggas ain't never hero.
That niggas is not even hot.
I can't even find this nigga unless it's on one of them motherfucking Floresu page niggas. Like, I can't even find Jack unless it's over there. Niggas looking for Jack Perry like we was looking for Jack Evans.
Somebody posted Jack Evans today. I had to read through
it. It's a fact. That's the guy.
Like crazy white. Name a crazy white boy.
It's a fact. Shouts to the guy,
man. White boy crazy.
Fuck. Friend of the pod, nigga. And I don't even know that nigga.
Friend of my head, Jack Evans.
That's a fact. I'd have sent you that, my boy. Like, all you had to do was hit me. Whoa. I'd have got you up out of that jam in Mexico.
You could have just... definitely would have got you
out of that. Yeah, you could have just hit a real nigga, bro. I'd have got you up out of that. I'm good for a couple things, man. Just let me know what you need, bro. I'd have got you up out of there. I pulled my niggas out of the situation. Like, I wouldn't have left you out there, boy.
Nah, Jack, gotta call you in the gym. Got it.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
Ooh, shit, man. How you feel, man? You excited about Philly, man?
La Mera Mera back outside. Yeah, Big Thunder. Fuck you talking about? Worry about Philly, man.
That's hate?
Let me tush push, man. That's all. Just know it's going to be some tush pushing.
Oh, okay. This is a topic I wanted to definitely get into. Definitely not. Definitely want no parts of y'all niggas. Saquon? Don't want to talk about y'all.
Who? My bad.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, please, brother.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The Pennsylvania backdoor.
Sorry.
Okay. We didn't pay him, so it's all right. I get it. But whatever.
It's cool, man.
Why you bringing it up?
My bad.
Why?
You ain't respond.
For a reason.
I know.
I ain't talk to you about it.
I know me and Lobi going crazy.
I know. That chat is over. That's the Eagle chat. I don't know. That's the Philly chat. I almost wanted to go in there to ask shit about Fat G's. Rest in peace. I was like, But I was like, outside of that, it's Eagle Land over there. Yeah, that's crazy because that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I'll be wild on niggas in front of my crib too.
That was sick.
But, man, anyway, what you call it? Goldberg talking crazy about Oscar.
Listen, man. I tell y'all the same thing I tell you about most of these dumb niggas, man. Nigga got dropped on his head too many times, man. We don't listen to what niggas like that got to say, bro. Get the fuck on. Yeah, he's nigga.
Yeah, they had some girl baby.
Yeah.
Her name was Suka.
Because you a sucker, nigga.
And then when I got there, everybody started throwing the spear.
Yeah, that's a fact, nigga. Yeah, nigga. You know how niggas whitewash shit? We blackwashing shit, nigga. Niggas taking that. Black niggas took that spear. That's what you mad at, nigga. Yeah, niggas took that. Fuck you mean, nigga. Big Lashley, nigga. Big Roman, nigga. Even my nigga Oos got that, nigga. Yeah, even Jay hitting that motherfucker, Goldberg.
And your op, son.
Yeah, we ain't protecting that shit, nigga.
Nah, no protection.
We ain't protecting that shit, nigga.
Everybody got that.
Fuck, man.
Niggas taking your spear, hoeing it out, nigga. Fuck, bitch nigga. Ass nigga.
And niggas choked your son out. Fuck is you talking about, man?
I knew that was good. Yeah, not too much on his queen, man.
Out of here, man. Break that streak 100 times, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck, nigga, Oscar fucking put a better match on than you ever put on, nigga, in her sleep, nigga. You can never have the swag of Oscar, you bitch ass nigga. You not even swaggy enough to speak on Oscar, boy. Fuck is wrong with you, bald head ass nigga. You can never. And you a bald head ass nigga. Like, get the fuck on.
Aye,
you don't comment on the queen, man. She got good hair. Beautiful. You see that dye, nigga? Fuck is you talking about? And she decked out every week. You come out here in your drawers every week, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Oscar ain't never put on that nasty display you did in Saudi, boy.
Never.
Fuck is wrong with this dude, man? Who's that nigga even talking to? Who's fucking talking to Goldberg still, man, in 2024?
Yo, it was bad characters too on there,
bro.
Nigga was fucked up. And then one nigga was in bad shape. Another nigga.
Like, hey, boy, like, niggas gonna catch you on them sidelines at one of them buff games, nigga. Talking crazy.
Yeah, son, right?
Yeah, son over there with Prime.
Yeah.
Some want that culture.
Yeah. So I'm hanging around last year.
Yeah, he trying to wait to Rollie up, too. He trying to hold that Rollie up. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, he want to hold the Rollie up.
Yeah, he want to hold the Rollie up.
Oh, so yeah, this is something I had to take on too. Some of that shit was just a tape. WrestleMania 40 is really shaping up as a thank you to the Bloodline when you really look at it, man. Like,
thanks for holding it down for 4 years.
Yeah, like, you got Roman main event in 2 nights.
Yep.
Paulie going into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Jay and Jimmy having their dream match. Mm-hmm. Rock coming back.
Let's see what Solo gets himself into.
He there.
Yeah, I know, but let's see what he gets himself into.
He's everything.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Then they can say Tama Tonga signed too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what back door he getting himself into.
I don't know.
Because he Bullet Club.
He Bullet Club.
But he also Bloodline.
He might have to get AJ.
That's still Haku's son.
Ooh, he might cost LA Knight.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what side this could...
AJ might need him.
The Good Brothers still in NXT too that he could...
Oh, we're going to talk about Carl.
Yeah, we're going to get to that part too.
Like, he got a write-up.
We're going to talk about that.
I seen that before.
We're going to talk. Oh, so fuck it. Let's get into Raw.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Jay looking for Big Bro. Jimmy come out. They had a little stare off.
Yeah.
Jay pop on him.
Yeah, they had a good talking to him.
Yeah.
It was a good promo between those two. I'm really excited for their match.
Nah, this should be a fun one.
I do think it's Jimmy.
And it's going to be super emotional.
I like to see them get back together after this. Even though I know that's kind of scary for Cody.
It can't happen until the other match.
I like that to happen during the match.
I want
the Cody and Roman match to be the most shenanigans.
Oh, it's going time. To be. Oh, it's going to be. I want it to 53 be run-ins. It's going to be 53 run-ins. Oh, yes. Oh.
Run-ins and near falls.
Nigga, this is.
Run-ins and near falls.
This is about
give
to.
Give me 60 minutes just running and near falls. You realize who's crazy. In.
This is Monday Night Raw's finest.
Yeah.
Coming through. Yeah. This is gonna be lots of fuckery. You already see it's seven niggas already. Like, it's seven niggas now, and it ain't even a mystery nigga pop up yet. Like,
yeah.
Nah, this shit about to get spooky. And we 2 weeks away. It's time. Heyman was there on official business. DIY versus the Creed Brothers. Fun match. I was like, damn, I hate it had to be the Creeds, but I like that. You know what I mean, young boys put the vets over.
Yeah, yo.
And it's like thank you, cause y'all.
Yes, when I seen that match, cause they've been putting them Creed boys over about two.
And let's be real, they were NXT.
They are NXT. And the Creed, like I said, the Creed brothers put them over. They put the Creed brothers over at least twice already. Off the top of my head. So when I seen this match, I was like, DIY gotta get this.
Mm-hmm.
DIY,
they gotta go to Mania.
They gotta go to Mania, man.
They got to.
Creed got 40 of them.
They gonna get y'all got plenty more coming. Y'all young, y'all good.
And damn, and then as the match went on, they're so good, I'm like, fuck DIY.
I was like, chill, my boy's cooking.
Shit, them boys is
good. Yeah, they good. They good. Everybody they good. Good.
That's how good they are. And I love DIY, but that's how good the Creeds are. They had me like, shit, if the Creeds win, then fuck it. I ain't mad. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've actually got some good news.
Candice LeRae is back. Oh, man. So we get Indy and Candice versus the Thotties. Candice is tired, man. Tired. Told y'all. She's tired. She's tired.
Tired.
One of them Thotties had like a little knee injury, fake little knee injury. Indy like, I don't want to attack her. Candice looking on like, what? Tags herself in, beats on her, and I said, "Yeah." And this goes back. This was cooking. I told y'all, told y'all about a month ago when the Thotties won the belts, and they panned to backstage, and Indy was back there doing a little wiggle. Candice looked over at her like, "What the fuck is you dancing for?" And I was like, yeah, Indy want to be a thotty. And Candace like, nah. Like, why you so hype? Like, this is our opportunity. Like, you hype. Like, no. Get they back. Won. She got to get back. Yeah. She got to get back.
She set the tone.
Listen, man. The tone for Indy. Y'all understand.
Indy better fall alive.
Indy better. Listen, because one thing we do, we fight family in this family. We fight our friends. We not above fighting our friends. Yeah. If that's what it comes down to. Y'all see Johnny and Ciampa having fun right now. It wasn't like that all the time.
Nope.
They was beating on each other for a long time.
It sure was.
So like, yeah. Like, I don't know if Indy want that smoke. But if that's what it leads to, that'll be crazy. If it leads to an Indy versus Candace match.
I can see it.
I could too. I'm afraid because Candace is such a good person. She'll put Indy over.
Not now.
And I know not now. She too hot.
Not now.
We need this run to go through.
Yeah, not now.
Like, keep going. Keep we going. Need
Becky and Candace, the first run.
Like, this is beautiful mid-card cooking.
I can see that in France. Becky and Candace in France. I need that.
Let's do it. Cody talking crazy about The Rock. He finally, like, got in his little angry bag.
Yeah, he got his old
I told that nigga Rock, you're not really a bad guy, bro. You're just an asshole. Like, niggas, like, you're not really a bad guy. Like, stop it.
It's an asshole guy.
Called him a little whiny bitch.
Yeah, you a succubus.
Told that nigga, I know your moms. Like, she's a nice lady.
I know your moms. Got it, nigga. I know your moms.
Nigga said, I know your moms. She's a sweetheart. She's a nice lady. My moms fight police, bro. Your moms ain't fight police.
Now, listen to this for the casuals. Y'all think he bullshit. Nah, this nigga really did say that word for word. That nigga was like, yo, my mother was at a concert, beat on a nigga, it was undercover police. They give a fuck, nigga. My mom like that, nigga.
Is that a nasty concert?
You know, she was on bad time. Yeah. She fight at the concert.
Heyman come out, start talking.
Yeah, because Heyman got him in his words. He in his bag, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, Heyman in his word bag.
Yeah, you gotta give niggas balls.
Dom versus Rico. Listen, man. Told y'all about this nigga Dom, man. This nigga pull out a classic every now and then on niggas. This nigga pull one of those out his bag real quick. And just to give niggas that feel again. Like, nah, I'm really nice.
I'm his head, man.
Like, I'm really nice. Like, I'm really nice.
Man. Daddy Ray, he got trained by Lance Storm. But
like, I'm really nice. I'm really nice.
I'm just trying to advance my quotes. Sorry, Lance.
Hey, man. Shout to Gable, man. Shout to Chad Gable, man. I hate it. I hate it had to be you, Gable. I really hate it had to be you.
I'm fighting for my life.
I hate it had to be you, Gable.
We had the slogan.
Yo, I hate it had to be you.
We had him talking to Adam about dad to dad.
Bruh, that nigga Sammy gave him bars.
That nigga said you can't beat him.
Nah, Sammy said, bro, like, nigga. You think, like, you the only nigga out here, bro? Like, my kids cry when Baba loses, too. Like, fuck is you talking about, nigga? Like, the fuck is you talking about? Yeah, let's go, Sammy, dad!
World title, nigga.
This is crazy. Sammy back. I said Sammy back, man. He went crazy on Gable real quick. And then right after that, he had to sit down with Gunther, the contract signing. Nah, that shit was funny, though. Gable did tell that nigga, nah, you just can't beat Gunther, bro. Like, I ain't even hating, my nigga. It ain't even about none of that. You just can't beat this nigga.
You got it.
The Omni-Man Show, Hustler of the Week.
That shit had me crying. Like, nigga, you did all that talk, and I just wanted to tell you, nah, nigga, you just can't beat that man. It don't matter. I ain't trying to hear none of that.
You gonna lose, nigga. Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. They wilded out in that segment, bro. They had him go stand face-to-face with Gunther right after that. Like, nah. That was a bad joint.
Yeah, I'm a lose.
Nah, he said, you think I'm a lose too? Yeah, nah, niggas is cooking.
There's many are going to be special.
That's a fact. Truth and Miz Wash in this year. Fuck it.
Shout out in this year, man. Niggas, I ain't going to push the fight for my life button on them because...
They just got here. Check. Yeah, they getting checks.
And one
they
of them
cool.
Niggas already rich, so they good.
Facts. $1 million arm.
Yeah.
And me and nigga throw 100 miles per hour.
I'm good. Don't worry about me, nigga. Y'all niggas sweet about in this shit. Don't worry about them niggas. They good.
They good. They roll with gender. Yeah, you know the bad
gender,
good.
A lot of money flowing through there. Yeah, I mean? Gender gets
Gender just got hot. Yeah, gender just got hot real quick. He got hot, disappeared right after that. That's how ill of a nigga he
got
is.
It too.
About me, nigga. That's a fucking G right there,
I'm gonna
boy.
Of my niggas here. Just take care of a couple of my niggas. Take care of these niggas, man.
Maharaja out.
Throw my bone every now and then. Maharaja back. I'll be back, man. Call me Saudi. I'll be there.
Yeah. We going back there. To India. Holla at me.
Yeah, Saudi, India. I'll be there, man. Y'all need me, I'm there.
Facts. New Day versus Alpha Academy, Tozawa and Otis.
Yeah, y'all need
to... Listen, Alpha down bad.
Alpha down bad.
Yeah, Alpha Academy down bad. Maxine down got bad. Them in the dumps.
Dumps.
Maxine got the whole gang in the dumps. Like, they didn't even put wrestling gear on it this week. So just come out in your regular clothes.
Yeah,
don't even put the gear on.
Send that shit to Orlando.
Candace packed you up.
That shit is Orlando.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
Both
our goats in the same month said niggas back to NXT is crazy.
Sent them packing. Oh that's my crazy. Jesus. Then main event Nia and Becky. Fun match.
Fun
match. Them ladies put on.
We'll be flowing, man. Like, it be
because it's
me,
Mania
like,
season.
When we watching it and then, like, I'm talking about it and I'm, like, going into the podcast, like, damn, we about to talk about Raw.
Mm-hmm.
It be feeling like...
Because it's a three-hour show.
And then, like, we're here now and it's like, damn.
Nah, we learned how to flow through it like that. So we don't just dwell on bullshit either.
We have been flowing.
We flow right through. We flow
how y'all
right
like it, man? Let us know. Give us some feedback. But, yeah, definitely been flowing through it.
Becky hit that leg drop.
Through
the table.
Rock bottom through the table and then the leg dropped through
the
table.
Yeah, she was cooking. Crazy. Nia was cooking too. And then Nia dropped that pick too. That was it.
Shout out to the ladies getting they sexy on.
Facts.
Throw that Ray on there. We love that. You hear me?
Fuck it. We get NXT in. Roxy versus Tatum pop off NXT.
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with
She you. Really moving like Bret Hart or like heel Bryan Danielson. I'm not going to lie to you.
And I seen her showing love to us. She was posted Sasha Mercedes record. So I feel like it's love there. So I like.
It's always going to be love there because she's also a baby in this. So, of course, that's going to be a idol and a, you know.
I like it with the big statement again, then. I like it with the big statement, then. I feel like her reposts, you know, it's social media. I know it's corny.
She was working nasty versus Tatum. I like that. She back in her nasty technical bag, like getting angry with it and shit, like just working spots.
You know, booking, this the nigga shit booking teacher though now.
Yeah. She working now. Niggas like, yeah. One of her idols, CM Punk. Book was like, what did you just say, Vic? I know you just did not say that. I'm like, yeah, we gotta keep this beef going forever.
What you think about booking, talking about that real quick?
I love how they throw that into it.
Yeah, what you think about that whole situation?
Man, book the GOAT. Man, Book know what he doing. He know how to get hot. Didn't he do this with Graves?
Book do this with everybody.
That's like, come on,
Book,
man.
Do it. Book
know how to get hot.
I said some shit. Book how the promotion between me be like, yo, nah, Book can't say that.
See? Listen, Book spin on niggas. Book know how to get hot. Like, that's and he not one to hold back words either. So Book gonna talk. He gonna get them words out. But yeah, Roxy beat on Tatum, then scream at Ava, give me the title. Like, that's my shit. But Lyra back. Mm-hmm. But she get whooped on too. Like, Roxy ain't playing with them. It's gonna be a fun match at Stand and Deliver. I'm gonna be hyped to see that. That's gonna be fire. Lash backstage tripping. Otis pull up on her with Maxine and Tozawa. I'm like, nah, niggas trying to get hot. Sent them back to NXT real quick. Like, nah, hold on, man. The vibe's bad up here.
Yeah, bad vibes.
Go ahead, man. Go.
Maxine, you better be easy because the next step is that parking lot.
Shorty so got some easy. Work for you. What's her name? Oh, damn, I always forget the woman trainer down there, but.
Sarah Delray?
Yeah, I think it's Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, but they go by her, Sarah Stokes.
Yeah, like, she got some work for you, man. Yeah, she gonna get you back right.
I might have been also making a bed. I don't know. Shout out to Sarah Stokes there, too.
Obafemi and Josh Briggs have a little face-off.
Yeah.
Briggs want smoke.
Stand and Deliver.
But Dijak come out, he want smoke, too.
Yeah. Dijak deserve it.
Briggs said he looked like Shaft. Nigga, Dijak's like, bro, I don't know if you noticed, I'm white. I said, nah, this nigga tripping. Yeah, I love Dijak. That nigga be on some bullshit.
He on bullshit.
Yeah, he be on bullshit every time I see him.
Dressed like Shaft. That was funny.
He do got that big trench on.
It's cause you white makes it mad funny. It's cause he's white makes it mad funny. And he did that cause it's a nigga that didn't relate to get the joke on.
Yeah, it's a big African nigga like, huh? He don't know what's going on. Like, wait, what? So he's like, bro, I'm white. Like, what? Obafemi just trying, he's standing there trying not to laugh too. Like, nah, these niggas wilding. That was a good job. Frazier and Axiom versus Dempsey and Miles Bourne.
How my nigga Miles, bro?
Miles good, man. He good. But Charlie and Axiom got some shit. I could say, yeah, I seen they was pulling out some of that NXT UK bag that they've been in. Yeah, no, they got they got matches in UK and NXT UK too. So when they got here, you seen it translate like, oh, nah, this is okay. Uh-huh. This is gonna be one of them ones. Like when they do that for the Heritage Cup,
yeah,
that's gonna be one of them ones. Watch out for that. Whenever they have that Dempsey versus Axiom, that's gonna be a classic. I'm guaranteeing that. Mm. I already seen it from this little piece. Facts. My nigga Robert Stone told Vaughn, stop carrying me like that, bro. I'm a grown-ass man. Why you carrying me like I'm a little bitch? Like, don't you ever in your fucking life carry me out like I'm a damsel in distress, my nigga? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, you my nigga and all that. Like, I done did mad shit, bro. Don't you ever fucking carry me out the ring like I'm some damsel in distress, bro. Nigga Robert was fed up. That nigga was fed up with Vaughn, bro. I ain't never seen a nigga talk to a nigga like that before in my life. So that nigga was really mad, bro. That was a shoot, brother. Like my man Macho would say, that's a shoot, brother. Like, don't put words in. So that man don't ever carry me like that again, bro. I'm a grown ass man, bro. I got kids. I got like what?
Somebody said something in the house, boy.
Yo. Nah, that's facts, so, and that's what I hate about being a little nigga, bro. Niggas just think they can do shit like that at all. Like, just carry you around like that and just throw you around and talk like, nah, bro, I'm grown, bro.
Stop, bro.
Stop. That nigga by his thighs and neck. Like,
don't do that.
Like, he was that putting his... Like, when your daughter fall asleep on the couch, and then your kid fall asleep, and you got to carry him to the room. Nigga, carry that nigga to the locker room
Carry me. Let me crawl back.
I'm good. Let that nigga beat me to death. Let me die, bro. Don't you ever carry me off. Let me die there. Like, the fuck...
I'm keeping it real. Nigga could die here. We brung them nines here. You know them hammers is on deck when them plane tickets was paid for and we ain't fly here.
Look, Vaughn, wrong for that, bro. He dead ass wrong for that.
I'm crying because that nigga carried him out like that a good 9 times.
That's what he got. He's tired. So, yo, he definitely came home. Wifey said, yo, why you keep carrying you out like
that? Nigga. Somebody said something in that house, my nigga. I know when somebody said something in your house, bro.
Oh, man.
And that's real life. It is a shoot. Because they're like, yo, why they keep writing that? You know?
Yeah, nah, that was a shoot, brother.
So, why do you keep writing that part in there for him to carry you like that?
That nigga was tired.
Tired, boy.
Vaughn didn't even know what to do, man. He's just looking like, damn, bro, my bad. That nigga had, like, bro, you was about to die. Nah, nigga, let me die, nigga.
I'm out here, man. I'm a warrior.
I'll get up when I'm ready.
Definitely get up when we're ready. Don't let us slow niggas. Please believe we're going to get up when we're ready.
Don't carry me out of nowhere if I'm drunk like that, man. I'll get up when I'm ready. Don't carry me out.
Not carry me out. And if you do, carry me like Michael and Scotty, nigga. Give it Michael and Scotty, nigga.
Drag me out. Drag me out. I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, sure, put me in a fucking F5 position or something.
Fireman's carry crazy too. Yeah, like, chill.
At least do that. Don't fucking Macho Man and Liz. Hogan had Liz. Fuck out of here. Nigga, I felt them.
Sol Ruka versus Brinley Reese.
Put me on your shoulders.
Just the motivational speaker chick versus Sol Ruka.
What soul do the...
Hit her with that.
So how's soul moving?
Good, she back.
Okay, good.
But...
Still got that brace?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's funny, right? The nigga saying that she a motivational speaker to Book. A nigga Book like, man, Malik and Blade the ones that need the motivation. And Vic like, bro... Malik Blade is the same person. He said, see, that's what I'm talking about. I don't even know these niggas. I said, nah, he really hate these niggas, son. Saying that's what I'm talking about, man. I can't even tell you these niggas' names.
Yo, Book, what they do?
What they
man.
Do, Book? That, they ain't, yo, you know, I know what happened. Nah, I know what happened.
They ain't take that reality.
Yep, they ain't talk to him. They ain't want no. Yeah, they ain't want the knowledge. Booking, yeah. That's like Hangman not listening to Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, he ain't
they ain't get that reality booking. I know what happened now.
Facts.
Some niggas ain't even volunteered.
Nah, he don't want them there because they don't work hard enough. He don't think they hard workers. See, them niggas in the club on the weekends. Nigga, they ain't got time for that. Hoes is out.
Yeah, they outside.
That nigga not called Malik the Freak for no reason.
I know what pussy slow niggas up. I can see it in his work.
I seen it in that hair. Once he grew his hair out a little, I said, oh yeah, Malik wildin'.
Can see it in the work.
Oh man. Oh, Blair Davenport ran down the door. So Ruka after this, I'm not finished with you, ho.
Man, she should. She on top of it.
Yeah, I beat you in that injury the first place. I like how they just use Blair to injure everybody when they, if somebody blow an ACL or something, Blair take them out. And then when they come back, Blair come back spinning on them.
Spinning on them, nasty. Blair the parking lot demon.
Oh, man. She only come out when it's injury time. Yeah. That's fire.
Put you on the shelf.
It's nasty.
Nasty work.
The Don come out. He have his little talk. Good talk. Made the concierge the other, you know what I mean, consigliere.
Yeah.
He got the lawyer nigga with him now. Ilya come out. Ilya talking on the screen. Don like, hey, bro. Stand and deliver a couple weeks away, man. Like, I'm on you. You got stacks next week. Fuck it. Like, you thought this shit was about to be easy, nigga? We on you now.
Yeah, we on you now.
Fuck that.
Out of here, nigga. Dog talk.
Facts. We got the catch clause for the Heritage Cup. Drew versus Riley Osborne. They chose Drew Gulak. Gulak just needed to get some work in. Wash this nigga.
Yeah.
Fallon walked down on Brooks in the parking lot. Brooks like, yo, I'm out, man. Y'all niggas doing y'all thing. I gotta go get hot. I don't know what the fuck going on, man. Y'all niggas got me beat on by this black nigga.
Where you going to GCW?
I don't know where he going. He out, though. That nigga out. He out that parking lot. He out. He say, ain't nothing here for me, man. I gotta go figure it out. So, he gotta go get hot.
Yeah, he gotta get hot.
I know what he needs to do. He needs to go get one of them young black niggas with in there. Go get you a partner, man. Go get hot.
Get hot.
Yeah, go get you some young athletic nigga.
Fact.
Young black athletic nigga, man.
Yeah, like on some vanilla and chocolate.
Go get hot with one of them niggas.
Yeah. Go get one of them. There's some niggas in there,
Yeah. Go get one of them niggas. Get them hot with you. Like,
get them hot with you. I know which one. Not the flat nigga that be talking the ad-lib shit, but there's another nigga that's nice.
Yeah.
You need to get with that nigga. I know the exact nigga he need to get up with. They'd be a nice little heel tag team. I see it. On some, like, nigga blonde.
Fact. Kehlani looking for Kiana and Izzy in that same parking lot. She got a match with Izzy next week. This is about to be nasty. I don't know what's about to happen. I ain't never even see Izzy in a ring too much, so.
Izzy
day 5. Yeah, it's about to be like.
I'm on whatever
she. It's about to be like Big Show versus, like, anybody. Because all them Big Show matches the same, except against Cena and Kane.
Yeah. He always worked different when Kane brings something different out of him.
Because Kane lifting niggas and slamming niggas. He not caring about that. Like, nah, I'm going to lift you and slam you. I'm a demon, boy.
Kane definitely brought something different out of niggas. Out of Big Show.
Facts. Sure. We get the Good Brothers versus the Big Green White Boys. So this match was funny as hell to me. And it went way longer than I expected. But my nigga Carl Anderson, what's up, bro? Where you got that from? This nigga back, bro. I done never seen this nigga move like that in weeks. In months. Call, nigga.
X about me, nigga. X about me, nigga. X about me, nigga. X about me.
The motive.
The Omni Man Show, Hustler of the Week.
Hey. funniest shit about something, this match, something right? We
do. Another conversation was had at home too.
Nah, Gallows, bro. Gallows went to hit Hank with the big boot. Hank sold that shit bad. Didn't even connect with the big boot. Gallows start beating the fuck out this nigga after like nah, son. I was like, oh shit, this nigga really hitting this nigga now. This nigga really a nasty old school nigga. Like, you fuck up my cell, bro. Son.
Big green white boys for real.
Son, he beat that nigga relentlessly for like 10, 15 minutes, bro. No tags, no nothing, bro. Like, nah, we just on you now. So this shit had me crying. I'm like, yo, they really threw this nigga through the ringer for that, bro. Like, sell better for these old niggas. They not playing.
They gonna fuck you up.
They not playing, bro. They beat all them niggas.
Lesson on national television.
Made it to Mania, nigga. They going. And we get a main event, Trick versus Noam and Lash Inner Thoughts.
Told you.
Yeah. She tried, though. She tried to get the distraction off.
Told you.
She tried.
Go game shit, first.
I mean, I'd have been distracted.
It had been no fucking... It had been a call out that day, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? I see you in Philly.
I wouldn't have even had the match with Noam.
It might not. I might have not even been mad at Melo no more. Like,
I'm good.
Fuck that nigga. I just see that nigga when I see
him. I don't
him.
Even want to have a match. But I was mad at.
I was mad at. Ain't even been no match with Melo.
Go ahead, man. Bro. Go to SmackDown. I'm good.
Nigga. Take your ass to SmackDown. I'll see that nigga later, man. I'm going to smack that nigga when I see him. Like, look, it'd have been Lash.
Nah, that shit was alright.
It definitely would have been a call out. For sure.
This was alright ending, though. This was alright. Because Trick win the match, then call out Melo. So Melo security niggas come out.
Yeah, I saw that.
But Melo was one of the security niggas and beat on Trick. I was like, oh, that's fire. Melo in a bag. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is classic cooking. Because I didn't even expect that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this is good.
And that's where it's like, Melo needed that too. Like, he needs that. Like,
nasty
like
heel. That. Yeah.
He's him too.
Yeah, like, nah, I'm him.
We got, you know, Trick.
Course. We got tricks. Trick, we trick.
Trick took us by storm.
Mm hmm.
So, due to that, in real life, they played into it in the storyline, but it's a merit to that.
Oh,
that
facts. It's always
a little shadow that Melo was on. It was a little quiet. Mm-hmm. Now, Melo, like, nah.
I'm still him. Let me remind you.
Yeah.
Let me remind you.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yes. Yes. So.
Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3 Kid. 1-2-3 Kid, you were on the very first wrestling show that we ever attended back in 1995.
Yeah, Rancho Cucamonga.
Little kids, you lit up the stadium, man. You dove off the top rope. You did moves that just dazzled us.
Pretty cool stuff.
Marty Jannetty, we had your Hasbro figure, man. We grew our hair long just to be like you. You're probably one of the best tag team wrestlers we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But guys, that was 20 years ago.
How long ago?
20 years ago.
20, jeez.
See, if we were born during that era,
oh my gosh,
Marty, we would have been the ones trashing hotel rooms.
See, there's no 1-2-3 Kid if we were around.
We would have been the one beating Razor Ramon. We would have taken your money, we would have taken your belts, we would have taken your spots.
We do cooler moves than you guys.
You can't compare it to what we do in the ring. We're ahead of our time. So guys, when we step in the ring with your past.
Yeah.
A better version of your past. Yeah. Be dazzled like we were when we watched you from the crowd, 1-2-3 Kid.
They're going to be starstruck tonight.
Bring your best game. Marty, we want to see the old Marty, the rock and rolling Marty who would fly around the ring.
Bring it on, guys.
1-2-3 Kid, we want to see you jump off the top rope and do those crazy moonsaults. Bring all your coolest moves with a Z. We want to see you guys at your very best. So please, please, guys, we're begging you, on iPay-Per-View tonight in Philadelphia, you bring it against the best tag team in the world today.
Because we're going to bring
today.
Not
20 years ago, from today.
Yeah. We're going to give you guys more bang for your buck.
See you in the ring, dweebs.
Dynamite. Dynamite starts off with
Sasha wanting to wrestle all the women.
Yes. Mercedes coming out. Again, we gotta get that audio right. She got a banger, y'all. Stop it. Don't do her like that. We gotta get that audio right. I don't know who we gotta talk to. We need to talk to him. But she got busy.
Wow, shit, they just kept letting niggas know that they recording Rampage right after this. Like, the whole show.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
March Madness, you know.
Still ain't hit that record on it. Totally forgot.
My shit automatically ain't switched because it was on a whole nother.
Because it's on the, like.
Shut up. I said TNT shit. I ain't put my shit for all things. You gotta put that on
all channels and stuff. Yeah, when it's
niggas be having sneaky partners out of nowhere. That's where the SmackDown be doing FS1.
That's threw a me fact. Off.
Fuck out of here, nigga. That's I a put fact. My shit on at all. That's DVR talk for niggas in the middle. But I like Mercedes coming out and Julia Hart coming out there talking her shit, and they was about to jump her.
Yeah.
And Sky Blue is getting crazy, too. I like that. I like Mercedes Sky Blue. And
I like them easing her into it. I like the ease into it.
Good ease.
Like, we ain't got to throw you against the hitters right away. Let's ease you into it first.
Now, Statlander and Willow come out. Willow with a chair contemplates hitting Mercedes.
Yeah, she was looking shaky, baby.
Really happy.
Yeah, Sasha ain't like that.
She ain't like that. Remember, she got that mist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got that darkness in her. She did make note that I am the happy-go-lucky girl, but I'm in the most street fights in AEW history.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Talk your shit, queen. That nigga Swerve, he back angry at niggas. He want to fight a big nigga.
He got all of them, though.
Big niggas Roebs.
It ain't nobody left but Blade.
Nah, we're going to get to that. Blade was just security 2 weeks ago when he was brawling with these niggas in the ring. And it was Wardlow and Joe and them all brawling in the ring. Blade was out there stopping it. How the fuck you fighting this nigga the week after, man? Dusty couldn't come out. Dustin was booked. He's like, I already did this once. I can't do it again.
Dustin took a cylinder and went 25 minutes.
he went crazy for that one. That was still fire. Then we get Okada versus Eddie for the International.
Eddie gave us a new robe to lose. Is crazy.
I actually stopped watching Dynamite after this match. Like, it pissed me off seeing Eddie lose. I stopped watching. I didn't know what was going to happen. I just didn't want that to happen.
Oh, man.
And so I just stopped watching. I was like, I'm good, bro. I seen Pac come out. I was like, man, fuck
that's a
all
clean
this.
Win against Okada? No. I was like, that's not happening.
So I'm just going
to
say,
I don't
now,
know why to make the big. Like, I get it. It was cool to do the triple crown, but I don't get the doing the triple crown and breaking it so fast.
For Eddie?
Yeah, but I guess I get it because Okada can't win the New Japan because I'm sure there's some feelings there.
Yeah, of course.
So, and that's a New Japan controlled belt.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, they don't want to see him back.
Exactly. How's it going? He just left.
You know
what I mean? And he said, I'm never coming back. That's what he said. Facts. So right now, it's hard feelings.
He feel like EO feel. He seen what EO seen long time ago in Oscar. Like, I'm good off y'all, man.
Shinsuke, you see.
Yeah, niggas all went and got their homies up out of there.
Man, that's a fact. So he like, yo, fuck it. I get that part. So I guess the Triple Crown was what it was. You know, I just thought the Triple Crown was a...
Yeah.
I'm American.
Pac and Okada going to put on a classic. I guess that's all. That's just so we could get to Pac and Okada.
I
like it because that's what we're going to get.
But like,
and then,
because
let's be
I'm
real.
I'm an American wrestling fan. I never really know about Triple Crown. I can't tell you nothing about the Triple Crown. I'm going to be honest with you. But I was interested to see what this was like. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like he's about to lose all the belts.
This the belt Orange Cassidy used to have, right?
No.
What's the belt Cassidy used to have?
International.
That's the one that Okada got.
No,
it's
the Continental Classic. I know. We're doing
it's the wait, which
so the Continental Classic.
Oh, that's what he has. That's what Okada has.
The belt from that tournament.
But it turned into the
International belt is a different belt.
So who has that belt?
Roderick Strong.
Oh, Roddy do got that one. Ah, yes. Okay. Damn.
It's like our European belt.
Yes, but y'all niggas got.
It's very prestigious too now because they made it so they made it very prestigious at the same time. So it's like a middleweight belt. Look at it as a middleweight belt.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to do the knowledge on it. It's a middleweight. Fuck it, we're gonna get Pac and Okada.
It's a prestigious middleweight title. Pac and Okada, yes, that's fire. Cause now the Continental class is gonna be what they wanted the international title to be now.
Okay.
It's going to get built as that. You put a belt like that on...
On Okada, yeah, you're going to run with it for a year. He can't. And you didn't bring him over here to not...
And then him being in that kind of tournament is built for him because it's a G1 pretty much.
Okay, so it's his type shit. He's used to that.
It makes sense. Can I see him having a belt that long? Yes.
Okay.
We'll see. But it's fire. Pac and Okada.
Nigga came out with the Hurricane Helms mask.
Yeah, he was wild. Mysterio.
Nah, that's the Helms. Ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the Mysterio mask. That's like the Hurricane Helms shit, ain't it?
It's like, yeah, the design is like Hurricane Helms. This is when he was feuding with Mysterio. The CM Punk. We watch a Fatal 4-Way in Long Island. I was here for this.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was at, I was probably up there, Sting section.
Yeah, you know where you was at. You that nigga all the way up there with the white tee walking.
I definitely was in this pocket, though, because I see this shit, like, from the hard camera, like, I was watching it on TV.
The Hook versus Jericho?
Hey, man, I'm never going to be on this platform and lie to y'all, man. That boy got one. Jericho did it again. I'm sorry. Jericho can't fuck his best match ever. I'm sorry.
He let Hook toss him around.
Tossed him old, worked the match real old school too, and I loved it. I loved the old school that style. Was like, calling spots.
That shit was like Brock versus Cena. Minus the finish.
Paying homage. Good classic roll up.
Nah, Jericho love a good roll up.
Listen.
Didn't he call Cena roll up guy like his first like whole year? Because then they only won matches by like schoolboys.
Listen, man. Yeah, he did that. That boy, listen. That boy.
Yeah, I got knowledge. Hey, man. I know what Jericho wrote in them books.
I love that book. That book. I remember reading that book in tears, man. Hearing about his mama. I was like, oh, this shit is good. It was a great, like, I remember being captivated on the 44-76, man. Shout out the buses.
Adam Cole mad at Wardlow. Nigga ain't win that belt.
Yeah, he ain't win that belt. He ain't bring that belt home. Nah, that nigga gotta make sure these niggas keep this belt.
Facts.
I need Cole to get better already, man. I keep saying it every week.
Yeah, I don't know. It's time. Word. Mitch Robinson about to come back. Like, where you at, Adam Cole?
That's crazy.
So we get Tony and Mariah May versus Peroxide and Thunder Rosa. I mean, Peraza. Spell check. That's how it's written in my shit. Okay. Spell check. When I try to write Peraza, I guess it's spelled Peroxide.
Nah, this nigga crazy, bro.
My bad, bro.
I be in Jersey, bro. Chill.
Oh.
Not even relax.
Thunder Rosa got the win, though. She got the pin.
And now she was Peroxide. Now I remember because she was bubbling in the cut. Man.
Now you seen what I seen. Chill, Deonna Peroxide. Don't do that.
Girl, Deonna, wow, she got so mad at Thunder. You brought her in. Why you mad at her?
She didn't know it was gonna be like that.
She knew what Thunder.
She see what Britt Baker see now.
Thunder get that greed in her eye too. And yeah, Thunder talk like, listen,
Thunder hang out with Bully Ray. What the fuck y'all thought? Like what? The fuck y'all thought? Y'all thought she ain't learned the game from one of the dirtiest niggas out? Like.
Like, when you want to know what's something when I was trying to explain, that's something
else. Yeah, like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, she with that nigga once a week, bro. Y'all think they not having conversations, man?
Yeah, with Bully Ray.
Come on, man. Bully Ray ain't never take a penny, ain't want to.
Yo,
I done seen Bully Ray win some shit.
Win some shit, you hear me?
Like, we ain't gonna talk. That Aces and Eights run, Bully Ray was on some shit.
That nigga worked his way up to be the top guy. Craziest shit ever. That shit is, and he be talking a big one because of it too.
Dang, because he did that.
He did that. That's the most gangster shit. He really did do that.
He be like,
Bully Ray.
He'll tell you how to get hot. He'll tell you how to get hot.
Y'all wasn't around for that. Y'all wasn't around for that. But Bully Ray was him. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Without D-Von. D-Von was gone. Had brought D-Von back.
Ray.
Brought D-Von back and got D-Von hot.
Yeah.
Said, I need my brother. And I'm hot. Let me go get my brother back. Yeah. Brought him in and got him hot again.
Bully Ray was hot and put that company on it. When a lot of times you talk about people that save TNA, Bully Ray and throw him in the AJ.
He don't really get brought up. Do be a lot of AJ Love and a bunch of other niggas. Niggas
Daniels,
don't.
Y'all bring up Joe's. Y'all bring up Sting.
Facts.
Y'all bring
facts.
Up Kurt Angle's, Jeff Jarrett's.
Facts.
Bring up
Bully Ray was right there. Ray. He was
that
right
fact,
there.
Man, stop fucking playing with me. And he got the A&E biography tonight. Nigga
feeling see?
Good.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, he feeling good.
Yeah, nah, Bully Ray had.
X about me, nigga. X about me, nigga. X about me, nigga. X about me. I'm a hustler.
The Omni-Man Show, Hustler of the Week.
Bully Ray, man. And he was talking to Piper. I said, that's how I knew he was on Bad Time, because I said, you ain't giving me no motion.
I ain't even told everything. I was in the fuss. Didn't look at that.
Oh, they just hearted. I said, oh,
he
on Bad Time.
That's it. Thanks.
I said, I'll talk to that nigga.
Yeah, thanks.
That nigga just hearted. I said, not me sending him some pipe.
That's for every time I sent you something and all you responded was laugh my ass off.
You got it.
That's for that. That was for that. That was get back gang. Listen, like, yeah.
And I'm one of them, hey, I see. You see what I see. You see what I see, bro. We get to that. I see it.
I'll be like, oh, laugh my fucking ass off. All right. All right. This wasn't even something to laugh at, bro. Crazy.
I'm definitely good for that as a placeholder to tell you I'm here, but I'm not here.
You're just laughing at shit. This ain't even a laughing matter, bro. Why don't you look at what I sent you, man?
Don't let that go. That's probably me responding to the third message you had sent. Late. Like, oh, shit.
Facts. So we get Swerve versus Blade. shout out to the Blade, man.
Yo, my nigga Swerve, my nigga Blade.
Swerve start talking crazy after.
These niggas need to get on tour. Jericho and the Blade.
And do what?
Get out of here.
Try to pack him up. Send them niggas back on the cruise.
Blade is somewhere else. I just feel he not appreciated. He need to go somewhere else.
They done fucking bastardized them too much. That's why. It's too much jobs. Too many
What's
jobs.
His main name?
Butcher.
Butcher, yeah, Butcher. They need to go
and
somewhere
And they packed
else.
Wifey up.
That's why I'm saying they need to go with Wifey and go somewhere else. This time. I can see him in NXT. That'd be fire.
True.
Trying to get him right.
Fucking. Nah, because now I'm just picturing the Butcher and Blade versus the Good Brothers.
Yeah, going crazy, nigga. classic, nigga, old Texas style, like WCC.
This bad nasty tag teams too that out there they can fuck with. Gallus and Butcher and Blade.
Axiom and OTM.
OTF. All them niggas.
All them makeshift niggas, you know, NXT put makeshift.
Oh, they throw, they'll throw two niggas together quick. Just to see something. So what Dynamite ended with?
Edge and Christian,
I quit match.
Yeah. Adam Copeland. He gonna give you every Toronto
company. He gonna give you everything he got.
Everything
he got. Every time.
He gonna give you 40 minutes. He gonna give you a ladder.
He gonna give you a story.
He gonna give you
a couple callbacks to something.
He gonna give you blood. We don't gotta get in the match. Everything I'm telling you happened.
That's what happened now. That's what happened in the match.
Oh, he wanna get into the garage.
He wanna get into this parking spot. Niggas in his way.
Man, he got the he pulled out the giant spike on Christian in the corner. Hit him in the nuts. Christian ain't quit yet.
Yeah, it's a soldier.
So he lift that shit in the air and then Christian said, "All right, I quit."
Like, sure, don't spike me in the head. I'm good. I'm good.
Shout out to Christian. Hell of a TNT title run. Elevated the belt.
Facts. And he about to, damn, don't think he not about to get it back or something. So like,
nah, he don't need it. He don't need it. He can get into something else.
Yeah.
Nah, he don't need it. Please, he don't need it no more. We need a break. We need a break from a lot of things. That's another thing, too. I want after WrestleMania, I want a lot of long-term shit to go away.
Let them go at Undisputed Era.
Who?
Christian and them. He could get at Roddy Pops.
Chill.
Yeah, it's
but they're heels.
It's next up. It don't matter. We both dirty, nigga. You ain't never see two dirty niggas fight.
Yeah.
So, just like sometimes you just gotta fight a dirty nigga. Like your crew dirty, my crew dirty. Let's go.
Dirty.
Yeah, like come on, bro. It's AEW we talking about. Like, yeah. It don't gotta make sense.
Come on.
My bad. Relax.
We hot.
I didn't say I wasn't.
Let's talk about the post writing about it saying, y'all ain't getting no free agents. Nobody wanna come fuck with y'all. Which I think is a little funny.
I mean, I get that, right? Where are they gonna go? Where are they gonna fit at on the roster at this point? Everybody's cooking. Everybody got, like, that's what I mean. Like, niggas be like, oh, yeah, you can, but also, like, there's niggas here already that deserve spots and that want spots and need spots. So, like, bringing in more niggas is not really going to serve a purpose. We just brought in, like, 5 new niggas. Niggas just got Jade, Andrade. A couple niggas just came home, like.
They get a couple of they niggas.
Too. Yeah, like chill. Yeah,
I think that was a little exaggerated because, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But it was just AEW.
Niggas saying there's rumors that MJF pulling up after the Raw after Mania.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I feel like they.
Don't speak on that.
That's not happening.
All right?
That's not happening. Not yet, at least.
And you better pray.
I love it, shit. I ain't with the tribal shit. Like, that shit happened. I like to talk shit to you because you be talking shit about my niggas.
Okay.
And my niggas get busy.
Nah, they do.
They got 3 of the hottest free agents.
Tough.
It's our year right now. That's it. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe it's like nobody want to go to WWE. Niggas love money.
Niggas love having opportunities. So, like.
And niggas' families know WWE. Niggas in the
business. Yeah, like it'd be WWE. Different. Like different reasons for everybody. Like some people like they push and like where they at. So why would they want to leave?
Yeah.
Like a nigga like Daniel Garcia. Like I'm sure he probably had an opportunity to leave or go somewhere else. He resigned and said, "I'm staying. Why would I leave?
Yeah.
I just started. I'm just starting to cook. Like, you know, like why would I want to leave? I ain't even do what I really wanted to do here yet.
Let me invest in
here. Yeah. Like, let me get my time in. I'm young. I still got time. Like, I could go there later.
Exactly. Make some shit happen.
Yeah. I could do another 5 here.
Yeah.
Fuck it. SmackDown, man. Let's close it out.
SmackDown.
Ray versus Escobar.
Ray versus Escobar.
Oh, Black Ray back with the white demonic contacts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he back in a greasy bag. He had no colors on, no bright colors.
None at all. He was on bad time.
Yeah.
He was on bad time.
And even worse, Dom pulled up and beat on him.
Yeah.
Dom want that rematch.
Dom
want that rematch.
Dom want that rematch.
Dom trying to open Mania with Ray.
That'd be fire.
I think Dom trying to open Mania.
Mass versus hair.
Just whatever, nigga. Pops versus son, nigga. We ain't got to be nothing versus nothing, nigga.
It's a rematch.
Dinner table, nigga. Who the head of the table, nigga? Who?
Mass versus hair.
Nigga, who getting served first at dinner, nigga? That's what this for.
Yeah.
Who get the first plate, nigga? Who get the biggest piece of steak? Who get the most mash, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, that's what this for, man.
It's different.
Yeah, this ain't got to be nothing, like. This
shit on here.
This last name on the line, nigga. Like, I run the house now, nigga.
Some shit on here.
Yeah.
There's some shit on here. Got some shit on here.
Facts. And that'll be a fire match, I think, to open WrestleMania with.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're gonna get everything you need right there. You're gonna get your boos and your cheers out the way and the crowd hype.
You're going to get everything you need, everything in the mix. You're going to go crazy.
Yep. You're going to get run-ins. You're going to get... That'll be all right.
Yep.
Good way to set the show off.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
And it's Ray.
And Dom needs it too. Dom earned his WrestleMania match for the year he's had. I feel like he stepped up being one of the best heels in the business.
Facts.
He's earned his WrestleMania spot for sure. Even if it's with his dad. I don't give a fuck. Nepotism.
And what better way to start the crowd off hot than to bring out Dom.
Booing him. Any night.
Yeah.
And you gotta have Philly booing Dom.
Off, that's what I'm saying. You gotta start it out that way, though. Don't start the crowd off. This Philly, nigga. These niggas wanna boo you. Don't think like them niggas don't wanna boo. Philly niggas wanna boo, nigga. They want a reason to boo.
That's gonna be a nasty, nasty boo.
Yeah.
Nasty boo.
Facts. Bailey, Naomi. Having a conversation.
Bailey's thanking Naomi for helping her.
Yeah, and Bianca pull up real. Like, no thank you.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Like,
I did that.
Yeah, like, yeah. Nay, you still rolling with them, bro. Like, they gonna beat your ass, too.
Yeah.
Like, chill.
Nay is so fire, too.
Yeah, like, yo, they beat my ass. Bailey like, yo, my bad, Bianca. Like, nah, ain't no my bad, bro.
My bad.
He's beating my ass for 2 years.
I have no help.
Fuck is you I lost that title.
Yeah, shit got real.
Facts. Theory and Grayson versus the Good Brothers. Yeah. I was like, nah, if these niggas getting double booked for Mania, that's crazy. But I was like, hold on, they going to stand and deliver and Mania? I was like, nah, hold on, Carl.
Hold on. Don't think them niggas not getting no check, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but nah, they got a check for this match they put on.
Carl went crazy.
Carl, I don't know.
Carl went crazy.
He must have, yeah.
Had.
I think he been taking an ice plunge or something. Like, the knees back.
Somebody had to
that same conversation him. Robert Stone had? Yeah. What the fuck is you out here doing?
Either the kids or the wife or both. Somebody said, Dad, you ain't moving like how you used to. And he said, all right.
My bad.
And I took that personal.
Io versus Naomi.
Oh, man, that was good.
Sophia, Io's amazing.
Io's amazing. Naomi's still fucking,
still good, still fire, still amazing. Good.
Everything she do is fire.
But Naomi get jumped. Then Bianca come out to help.
Yeah.
She do a little damage, but then gets jumped.
Yeah.
Then where was Bailey?
Bailey came out.
And then what?
Got jumped.
Got jumped.
Yeah, it was bad.
And that's exactly what Bianca's talking about, man. Like, now I'm getting my ass beat with y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
I could have just stood in the back for this, man.
Shit ain't make no sense.
Jade Cargill's officially SmackDown.
Yes.
So she about to wash a local jobber next week. She making her first appearance.
I feel like she's going to join, like they say.
I feel like since Goldberg was just talking shit, have her do a spear and a jackhammer, break his streak. Have her do all the shit Goldberg did. All that, like, we doing 7-second matches with Jade, spear, jackhammer, like wrap it up. I don't care. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Have her go 100-0 and break Goldberg's record.
That's fire. Do that. I ain't mad at
Then see what this nigga got to say.
Exactly.
What I'm trying to see. That's what I want to see. Have Jade break Goldberg record now. Or Oscar's record. Like, whatever. Bianca pouring water on Naomi was crazy. Get that mist out of eyes.
Yeah.
That was a good joint. Go watch SmackDown, man.
SmackDown was fun. That was a good segment with Cody signing the autographs in the
car. Yeah. Cody always doing some bullshit side mission, man. They gonna beat the fuck out you at Mania.
It's gonna be glorious.
I know. AJ Styles cutting a promo in the crib and niggas honking the horn.
Now is officially outside,
like when we be podding and niggas just honking the horn right now. I thought it was LA Knight outside my door. Like, hold on, who that?
That's a fact.
It was a truck just like that too. Yeah.
I came to the Almanac show.
Hey yo, LA Knight running down and fucking,
now is officially Road to WrestleMania is a fucking,
cause the nigga ran down that crib.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's money being made. Yeah. Wives is involved. Like,
Wendy back out shouting. Wendy,
anytime
Wendy
you see a nigga
too.
Wife come outside during a fight, like it's WrestleMania season, it's time. Mm-hmm. Niggas cooking. Niggas it's cooking.
Time.
Yeah.
It's time. They got one.
Facts.
They had the dash cam footage.
Police pulling up. Hey, it's the police. Stop fighting.
They're like, this, get out. I'm about to put you on the, this is my house. AJ, like, this is my house. Niggas let him go.
Oh, man. They
free
knew
LA
AJ.
Night, man. Free LA Night, man.
It's crazy. My nigga getting locked up. He really on his Stone Cold shit.
Yeah.
I like it. I like niggas getting arrested. Like, bring all that shit back, man.
Yeah, bring it all back. We need that.
Facts.
Reality.
So then, let's do it, man.
You talked about Kevin and Randy running down.
Oh, I'm pretty deadly.
And they can see Randy. Woo!
Niggas, I got nigga.
I said, I fuck with these pretty deadly niggas. They got it.
Niggas, I could snuff both of them. You still hit both of them again with the one punch.
Yeah.
Then ran Randy.
I did it.
So, like, nah, man. Randy really do miss Riddle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's hanging with funny niggas.
He trying to get that feel back.
Funny nigga, he can find. You know, Kevin don't probably smoke no weed.
Nah.
Funny.
He might. He from Canada.
Nah, he don't smoke no weed. I can tell it to me.
He be too angry.
Yeah, he don't smoke no weed.
He be way too angry.
Wild and all that. Ah! Well, I don't know. You angry too.
That's a fact. Fuck it. Roman and Cody. Roman told that nigga,
they
"You're not
shitted
fit,
on this
man."
Segment. It wasn't that.
It wasn't that bad. It was decent enough. Cool. What y'all want? You got two more weeks, bro. We got two more weeks of this.
Final boss aura, man. This is what y'all wanted anyway to finish the story. I wanted him to finish the story.
But
all this
was,
shit don't matter. Let's get the Mania ready.
This was storytelling. That's all this was. This was a Roman.
And that was a pivotal conversation they needed to have.
Yeah, because Roman telling them, you're not fit to be the face. You're an idiot. You almost gave up your match at Mania, dummy. And you out here running around my little bro.
Like, he be little bro. You got to chill out. He ain't never beat Seth clean.
It don't matter. Seth, you my little bro. But yeah, this was more about like Cody letting Roman know, like, nah, I'm here still. Yeah. Like, you got niggas, I got niggas.
Seth had to get that fit off. He had the hoodie on to that. Yeah. I got to fit on, though, everything. I don't got to fit on vibes.
Know what I mean? He got Jay and Seth with him.
Roman be so fucking hurt to see Jay on the other side.
Yo, he was sick. He was sick. Like, oh, my God.
He didn't even look at Seth for, like, 2 minutes.
Nah, he couldn't because he's still heartbroken. He missed Jay. That's why, man. He missed him. Like, that's the missing link for real. Like, damn. We broke it.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to be here with us.
When they link back to take out the final boss, it's going to be epic next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking movie.
Well.
Man, shit, this is passion. This culture, man, because this is bullshit. It's late. But we love y'all. Follow us at The Almanac Show everywhere.
Water.
Water.